Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo. I'm on Skype, so I'm lying down doing the show this time because I'm on my couch and I can.
Yeah. No, and you know what's cool is that when you're lying down, you still can't see Hornswoggle.
Huh?
Well, because he's 3 feet tall, and your belly when you're lying down is like 4 foot six.
I'm lying on my left side
on
my couch, which is only about a foot and a half. But yeah,
that's good story.
Fascinating, good story. Fascinating podcasting right here.
We are excellent. So, anything happened today in the world of professional wrestling?
Well, I got a text from you saying that there were releases, but I know nothing about any of them.
Ah, okay. Well, then allow me to pontificate.
You can talk about it.
Oh, you're right. I don't want to go blind. Because the Detonator on Twitter has actually asked us to what do we got to say about today's WWE releases. So
I figured.
Allow me to explain these WWE.
Yeah, no. I did. I figured it would be best for you to explain them to me, and then we could get my natural reactions to them.
Yes. And, okay. Well, let's get your natural reaction to the release of Oksana.
Well, she had lately. She had been. She's not that young, and she's not that good. And there's these bikini shots of her recently taken where she was looking fantastic. But really, I mean, we saw her in person. Oh, Jesus, I hate my computer. We saw her in person, and she wasn't that hot.
No, that's right. Well, she was. She was hot, but she wasn't.
Well, she was like a good-looking girl that you'd see anywhere.
Yes.
And then on camera lately, I mean, before she was a wrestler, she was a power lifter. And she looks like, especially, you know, lately, like last couple times we've seen her there. Like she's been on TV, she looked bigger, like she'd been put on a lot of muscle mass, and maybe she's been doing some lifting again and getting bigger again, and that's not what they want her to, who knows. But, you know, the thing is, her role should have gone to Lana, the Ravishing Russian. I mean, that's her natural role, right? She's Eastern European, she looks Eastern European, whereas Lana, her real name, Catherine Perry, is of Lithuanian. And somebody's trying to call me now. What a dummy.
Oh, good. Yeah.
What a dummy. Why is he trying to write? And people are calling me. You know I have no friends.
I know. This is
great on the radio.
Okay, let's go. Do this. Tell them Oksana's been released.
Yeah, that's far bigger news. But no, the thing is, she should have had that role. Instead, it went to somebody named Catherine Perry, a Venezuelan and Puerto Rican descent, playing a Russian who in no way looks Russian.
This really bothers you.
It really fucking does.
I don't. I believe you're the only one.
I know, because nobody knows. Everybody thinks she's actually Russian. I'm like, nope, but she doesn't look Russian.
No.
She's Venezuelan.
No. And Brazilian.
Puerto Rican.
Oh, Puerto Rican.
Same shit.
Yeah.
And the point being that
Oksana's released.
She still has more charisma than Oksana.
Yes. Yes.
Never. So anyways, really. Yeah, I mean, Oksana.
Oksana's been released. Also released, the fellow she was originally banging, Teda Long, if you will.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Well, Teddy Long, what, he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame in a little while?
Master of the live promo.
Okay.
Teddy Long. Yes.
I was watching some stuff on the network, and it's just strange every time you see Teddy Long from like 15, 20, 30 years ago, or even 12 years ago when the invasion first happened, and he actually did still come in as a referee. It's just strange to see him back then, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's strange to see him with like hair in like the old NWA studio where they had all the flags and stuff around the ring, and he's there like reffing like, you know, like Tully Blanchard, you know, and Barry Windham or whatever.
And not looking young then.
No, exactly. But that's how he got his start, was as a, I believe it was, I forget who it was that, I want to say it was, what's his name, the guy that Dusty Rhodes stole all his stuff, Thunderbolt Patterson, I believe, got Teddy Long his gig there in NWA as like the jacket boy, and then he worked his way up. But, yeah, Hall of Fame.
Anyways, he should go in the Hall of Fame for what they have, but he hasn't been on TV in forever, so.
Yeah. So, speaking of not being on TV in forever, Evan Bourne has been released, and, you know, don't know if there's a – I'm assuming there's a 90-day no appear on a Ring of Honor pay-per-view clause, but, you know, that would be where he would end up, I would assume.
Yeah, I'd say he ends up back there. The thing about Evan Bourne is he is really good, and but he got hurt, and he's been suspended a couple times for smoking pot, and they've now hired themselves a bunch more Evan Bournes. You know, you got your Aaron Neville, you got just different people between you who are going to be coming in into the company who already have that style. You don't need Evan Bourne. So I mean you know, what's that?
No, exactly. They just, you know, they have
Justin Gabriel, and
yeah, they have other Evan Bournes that are, yeah, and Tyson Kidd
who don't have who don't have the same amount of history that, you know.
Exactly. You have cleaner, younger Evan Bournes. But,
I don't know how old he is. I assume he's not that old, but hey.
I don't think so. He's in his 30s anyway at some point. Maybe 33, 30, I don't know exactly.
I don't even know if he's that old. But.
Yeah, speaking of that, we look at Camacho.
Ah, that one I'm a little surprised by. Not that he's good, but he's second generation. His dad was just down there, you know, Haku.
Yeah.
He easily could have been repackaged with a different gimmick, and nobody would have known he was Camacho. He's big. He's got a good look. He's not a great worker, but I mean, they got worse too. So yeah, I mean, I'm a little surprised by that, but I mean, again, it's not like I'm looking at him going, "Fuck, he's so much money. How could they do that?"
Yeah, I know. No, that's right. They're none of these losers. Brodus Clay.
Brodus Clay. I guess he hadn't progressed enough. Like that's the only thing I can say on that.
Yeah.
Because that one, I thought they could repackage him as a monster. I guess not.
Well, and quite frankly, we thought that, you know, that he should have been a monster all along.
Well, yeah.
You know. Yeah. So he, but I mean,
but the I thought they thing... could have. I mean, but again, I guess it's really probably what it comes down to is his work, his offense never looked good. He never picked it up as far as that. So
I want to say the beginning of the
end.
For...
And that gimmick has gave him a tinge too.
The which?
The gimmick he had gave him a tinge.
Oh,
for even turning him into a monster, it gave him a, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I just think of that promo we cut on that NXT. When he came in second to Fandango and to Johnny Curtis there, and the promo that he cut was great.
Was
and
it?
And then, yeah, he's just like, you know, I'm number two, but I'm going to show you all who's number one. I'm coming for all of you, and I'm going to beat all your asses, and I'm going to rip tear. And he just cut a great promo. And
he's a main event player.
Yeah. But I think what soured on him is he really had a shitty match with Adrian Neville.
Was it bad? I didn't see it.
It just never really got going. I think he had a couple of them, but it never really.
He really, like, as far as his work, he was often out of position. His offense really didn't look good. Certainly wasn't buried, but it doesn't necessarily have to be for a big man. But it didn't look good.
Yeah.
You know, the shame of it is there's so few guys with a unique look and a different body shape that's, you know, it's guys like him used to be money in wrestling.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But
it's a new era, though.
It definitely is. And they fired a referee, Mark Harris. Kurt Hawkins also gone.
Another guy that you're just kind of like, okay, about time. I'm just waiting for the name JTG.
Well, I got Yoshitatsu.
Yeah, okay.
So
Yoshitatsu, one, I don't know why they never wanted to try something with him. Just because he had a lot of things that, to me, could have translated, probably would have translated better in a place like ROH, obviously. But, I mean, again, he was a really good worker, and he worked really good in the WWE style.
Yeah.
His hair and stuff like that and everything like that, he had a bit of a different look. I think he had enough charisma, but just as far as a guy who could work, like as far as a guy who can work and teach people, do you think he'd be good, even though he's, you know, obviously, from another country, so is maybe a slight language barrier, but I don't know. They just never, to me, he's one of those guys who just never got a shot.
Yeah, that's true. Well, one thing they did do today is they hindered Jinder.
Really?
Yes, they did.
No 3MB anymore.
2MB, hindered Jinder.
And you know what? I guess they won't be taking on Ambrose and what's his name anymore.
Rollins, yeah.
Rollins, yeah, because, I mean, they even do that on SmackDown tomorrow night from the tapings.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's another guy. They looked at him and they thought he's young. Like, they saw him. We saw him here in Calgary where he's from.
Yeah.
And you know, they saw him. They went, okay, he's young. He's got a pedigree. And his family had wrestling. He's big. We can make money with this guy. But he's awful. And he shows no athleticism. And he was the guy that made me laugh the most in 3MB, not because he was the best in it, because he was the one who most shouldn't be in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to be honest with you, he probably had a longer run than he deserved.
That's probably true. And I mean, when he came in about this Great Khali thing about how he was this movie star and you had a bit of an idea for him and okay, but then next thing you know, he's just coming out, he's putting the turban in a box and he's coming and having a match. And it's, you know, he had that mini feud there with Ryback, I think, wasn't it, over the run SummerSlam. But I mean, he just never got going outside of that.
He couldn't have a good match. And if you can't have a good match, you got to have some other intangibles, and he really didn't. So, I mean, yeah, like I say, he kind of, I remember the ROH championship tournament they had. The finals was when Tyler Black won it, or Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins
beat Jinder in the final. Yeah. You know, and it's like, well,
yeah,
look
right,
at the two of them
NXT,
now.
Yeah. And yeah,
look exactly. at the two of them now. So, yeah. Yeah, he's just not,
good.
I don't see any reason. Like I say, he had a better run than you really could have expected. My hope is that this means that a repackaging for, Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. So also released Drew McIntyre.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes. Yes. I'm serious.
That's funny.
So he will be repackaged, because I'm sure he can't use the name Drew McIntyre. Unless that's his real name, I don't know.
That was the guy, right? Like, when they brought him up, he was going to be the next. He's what they see with Roman Reigns right now is what they saw in him when they brought him up, what they believed he was going to be. And he was booked horribly. And flamed out, and then lately he's gotten better, and he's kind of gotten his confidence back. The funny thing about him is lately, when you look at him, he's been working really, really hard. Every time he's in there, he's working his ass off.
He's and Chris Masters.
He's kind of Chris Masters, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? If he had been booked as strong as Reigns and as smart as Reigns from the beginning, he'd probably be a big star right now. But instead, he completely screwed it up. Because they thought he wasn't ready, and they thought too much of him and gave him too much, and he didn't get over quite right, and then he got beat up by his fiance, and you know.
That's right. Who's coming back to TNA pretty soon. But
she's pregnant, so.
No, she's had the baby, I think.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure she's had the baby and she's on her way back, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. There were pictures of her at the Spike TV Guys Awards or whatever they called.
Okay.
And she wasn't pregnant there.
Okay. Sorry. Well, I mean, who knows when those were or whatever. But the point being, yeah, I guess he's not going to TNA then.
No, no, I don't know what you do. I mean, ROH, but he's too big for ROH because he is a tall motherfucker.
No, they have a lot more tall guys than you think.
No.
They do. It's not this. It doesn't. It's not everybody's. Not everybody's Evan Bourne size there.
No, not everybody, but a lot of people.
No, not so much anymore.
But let's go to the final release, number 11, JTG.
There you go. Yes. So JTG still employed on Twitter account thing is.
I know.
Yeah, screwed. That's too bad. That was a great gimmick.
JTG taking bookings is what they should change the name to. Of
That's a good name, yeah. Twitter. Well, I mean, again, not a single one of these guys or these people do I go, they're money. Or, you know, I mean, the Drew McIntyre, I guess, you know, he could have been in the right situation, but he's not now because of everything.
Yeah.
But you know, even with the repackaging, could it have worked? Probably not.
Most of these guys, it's like, oh, okay, yeah.
These are the guys who you kept on going, I can't believe they're still employed.
And well, these added, are the guys
they added new talent. They brought up people. Most of these people that they brought up, Rusev, Bo Dallas, you know, and these different people, they're doing the right thing with them. They're working. They have a chance to get over, so.
Well, most of these guys are the guys that we're going like, WWE just isn't releasing people right now, so that's why these guys are still employed. Well, here we are. They've gone and released them, and you know what? It creates really there's 10 roster spots, you know, less. So I mean, in terms of, I mean, so you won't see a Camacho on an NXT, you know, or that's what most of these guys are. I mean, like the 3MB is the one that kind of surprised me because they were doing some stuff with them and the Matadors or whatever on with the WLCs and all that stuff with Hornswoggle. But well, that's probably what caused their release because they probably looked at them finally and said, you know, we've been giving these guys some matches, some opportunity on these pre-shows, and you know, they haven't looked good. So yeah, okay.
I don't know that they haven't looked. Like I say, I think Drew McIntyre has looked good. Jinder looks like Jinder. You know, I mean, but Drew McIntyre has looked good. I think it's more, hey, we've given these guys matches, and they're in there with the Matadors and the little people who are wrestling, and you know what, they are. Like there's nothing left to do with them now. Like that's it. Once you've gone to this level, you've hit the bottom low. We can't rebuild you, and you can't. The storyline always was, if they had done this, is 3MB keeps losing, and finally they win a match because Drew McIntyre wins, and then Drew McIntyre wins them another match, and then Drew McIntyre starts winning the singles matches, and the others are losing their matches, and he keeps winning, and the others are losing, but he's. But they're always putting him down, and he Slater still sees himself as a leader. And finally, they turn on him because he's the one who's winning. And then he takes them both on. He beats both of them. And then maybe if it's done right and everybody performs good enough, he's rebuilt enough that you can do something with him at that point. It's not a hard storyline. It's wrestling 101. No. But they weren't going to do it.
But it goes to show you, too, that I mean, both Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre, their biggest mistake while employed in WWE is that they didn't rape anybody.
Yeah, I mean, did you see, I think it was just this last week, Heath Slater had a baby. His I'm not sure what woman he's with or his girlfriend or wife or whatever, but he became a father.
Well,
so,
no, that,
I just want to know how the conception, happened.
No, you know what it was? You know how he found out that he had a baby? Mm-hmm. Is that he was on Maury Povich. But potentially there's going to be some cuts tomorrow as well.
Not a lot of guys. Like usually when we see these cuts, I mean, and maybe this is where you're going to get to, but usually when we see these cuts, there's guys that we don't even know that are in NXT that they decide didn't work out.
And that might be coming tomorrow. I mean, there's talks that the cuts aren't done. There's going to be cuts on the administrative side of the company, you know, in a lot of different departments. I mean,
we're making less money than we were supposed to, guys. The network's not taking off.
It is. It's the state of the network, which is precipitating the cuts. And
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
There you go. Right. But I mean, and that's you know, that's what we're talking about.
You're not making money, and you're not looking like you're going to make money for a while now. So, yeah.
And we have to stay in business for the next 6 billion years, so JTG, we're not able to pay you.
And I mean, it makes sense, more the administrator. Right? In some ways, I wonder what they, you know, I mean, these, you know, the management people or whatever they're going to let go, they might actually save more money than the performers that let go.
That's true. That's true. But, I mean, yeah, yeah. Slater, I don't know, they kind of like him as a Barry Horowitz of the new generation jobber guy. So.
The thing is, he's entertaining enough. He's got the best mic skills and the best persona, right? Yeah. So, and he's actually a good wrestler. Like, he does a good job of bumping for other people.
Well, his match, I mean, he had the match against Jericho there on NXT, you know, the first NXT that was great, you know? So,
no, that was Daniel Bryan.
Hmm? No, they both did. They both did. Daniel Bryan did too, but he Slater had a match against Jericho that was good too.
Okay, on the first season, not the first episode.
Yeah, not the first episode, the first season though, yeah, yeah. But it should be noted we're talking about guys that they could have done stuff with, like Yoshitatsu and things like that, and Drew McIntyre. Looks like Kalisto, they want to kind of get rushed up to the front, to the top. And on the NXT tapings tonight, it was actually Kalisto no longer teaming with El Locale, but teaming with Sin Cara.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, so I did actually think that was better. That's
definitely better. I mean, El Locale... Ricardo Rodriguez, wrestling, no.
No, I mean, the Spanish commentator, you know, great, if he wants to, I mean, he should just go back with friggin' Del Rio, I mean, but...
Never should have broken up the act.
No, it's just, but what do you do? What do you do, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's it. I mean, if he does wrestle... then he can't be a luchador. He can't do that style and the flying and everything. He's not – just because he looks like a bumblebee doesn't mean he flies like one.
No?
No.
Is that super crazy?
It's not super crazy, exactly. So that's exactly it. He's – so, I mean, that's good, and I like the idea of Kalisto and Sin Cara as a tag team.
Yeah, me too.
You know? And Kalisto in that way will – hopefully get in matches where we'll be able to see his offense, and as soon as people start seeing his offense, he has a chance to get over. I mean, he's incredibly small. Like, even he's a very small guy.
So, what you're saying is that he should be an ROH.
Well, I mean, maybe he could be that next Mysterio, because size-wise, I'm not sure who's bigger. But his offense, in some ways, is an evolution from Mysterio's even. That doesn't mean he's as good, but I mean, when we've seen him, we've been very impressed. So I'll be curious to see how he goes long term. Can he transition to be a singles guy because his offense is so good and everything? I don't know. The tag team might be the best place for him permanently, but that's all right.
Yeah. No, I think it is, and I think he can sell some mass with it, and you know. By the way, JTG's tweet. Not the JTG Stone Point, but JTG's actual Twitter today. He said, "Read, damn, why did I pick up the phone?" I just think that's going to be a good deal. I'd like to transition over to one of the.
Well, is there
the
anybody
bigger...
else you think they should cut or might cut tomorrow?
There's
something wrong with your nose. You keep on going. Like 4,000 times.
That's
you need
coke.
To blow it?
It's just some coke.
Oh.
But I look at, I wouldn't be surprised if JoJo is cut.
I would be.
There. I mean, she's dancing around in the lemon drops or whatever they call them, the rosebuds.
She's 19 or 20 years old. She can sing. She's attractive. She's got enough athletic background. She's got... I think she's got like a famous relative or father.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. It's Jose Offerman, the baseball player.
There you go. Yeah, I don't think they're ready to give up on her quite yet.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, does
I think I would let her go, but I don't think they will.
You think the Maddox will still be around? I mean, it doesn't seem like they're releasing anybody that's been on TV recently, and that's kind of what I've been going back and trying to think in my head is who is there? I mean, other than 3MB, I guess, but they were jokes, off the get-go. So I don't really see anybody that's
Triple
been...
H has always apparently liked Brad Maddox. I say I'm going to give it a 50-50 though.
50-50. Yeah, it's just I'm just looking at, you know, I don't see anybody, I don't see any main roster guys that that could go anymore. I mean, there's, I mean, that pretty much cleans out your, you know, your bottom of the barrel, and I guess it's not going to be no longer going to be mystical Evan Bourne to tag team with magnificent Evan Bourne to team with Goldust on Monday.
Yeah, it never was.
No, I know. But they've never met, right? So it makes sense.
Well, are we going to go there? Is that where you want to go? Because I'll tell you who it's going to be.
Okay.
I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, I know who it's going to be.
Aiden English?
Pardon me?
Aiden English?
No.
Oh.
No. It's going to be Goldust, or it's going to be Cody dressed up as a character like Goldust. Probably Stardust or something similar. Silverdust, something like that. He's going to come out and have a new persona. He's going to have the same gimmick as Goldust. They're going to be both face-painted guys. And that's what they're doing. Now, does that lead to a turn still long-term? I don't think so. I think probably they're repackaging the team as a team using this gimmick, and they're going to see how it goes. It's a twist, and I don't necessarily mind it. But yeah, I mean, his new partner will be Cody as a Goldust-type character, face paint and all that stuff.
Or survey says no. The only thing I thought of was when they were talking about someone you've never met, someone that was magnificent, right? They use that magnificent, magnify the magnificence.
Morocco, oh,
could you imagine?
Yes,
I would love to see Morocco, Morocco, and they could cut promos on the Matadors. Oh,
because of his racist promos he used to cut on Tito.
That was great. But
WWF used to let you get away with a lot.
Oh, God, in like 1983 it would have been about. Oh, Jesus. But no, I always thought it would was going to be Damian Sandow dressed up as somebody. And then you could pull, because he's been doing the stupid gimmick dress up on someone.
Yeah, oh, yeah. How great is that? Hey, No, but no, it's not. It's going to be – my guess is he'll be Stardust just because that's what Dusty was. That was – before he was the American Dream.
Yeah.
That was his nickname.
It was Stardust, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I could see it and then you could be, maybe they just call him Star for short, right? Because then they could be like, here comes the Star and here comes the Golder. Because they'd be too face painted.
They're the Duster.
Yeah. They're magnificent.
Duster. Ours. I don't know. I'm stretching here.
A little bit.
Yeah. But you didn't tell me I couldn't play with myself since I was on Skype while we're recording.
Yeah. No, I did, actually.
Yeah. Well, you podcast the way you podcast. I'll podcast the way I podcast. Yeah.
It's not a podcast. It's a podcast.
Not a podcast?
Not a podcast. Hey, before we talk into some current storyline stuff, did you hear about there is a Macho Man Randy Savage documentary DVD in the works now?
Fucking finally.
They are interviewing people.
Hopefully that means that obviously he's getting in the hall. You know what I was wondering? If we created an online petition to get him in the hall? Mm-hmm. How big it would take off. Be a good way to promote ourselves.
Yeah, go for it. That's a lot of work.
Is it?
Probably.
Oh, then it won't happen.
Okay.
If it's easy, somebody do it and just put our name on it.
Yeah, please. That would be great.
That would be fantastic. One of our many listeners.
Mm-hmm. One of the millions. But
well, not quite millions, but thousands.
Dozens? They had... They interviewed the longtime broadcaster for the Cincinnati Reds recently as part of it as well. And watching that Trash Talkers countdown. Hmm? Yeah, Pete Rose. That would be great. Watching the Trash Talkers countdown on the network there.
Has Goldust ever met Pete Rose, by the way?
That would be excellent. Magnificent Pete Rose.
One Hall of Famer.
an Hall of Famer to him. Yeah. But I do think that, yeah, they interviewed him. That countdown, the genius was all over that. Lanny Poffo was all over the Randy Savage part of the Trash Talker documentary.
You mean clips of him talking about his brother?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the interview clips. So, new interview clips, yeah. So, okay. So that bodes well.
It could
well
be a sign.
It could be. Speaking of the network, and I mean, we know these cuts are network-related, but you watched the season finale of Legends House yet?
I watched it, yeah, just now.
In its entirety?
Yes.
And the shocking revelation at the end with Pat Patterson was that there was no tournament in Rio de Janeiro?
Yep. He's been living with it his whole life.
Jeez. You imagine. How does he... Like, that's tough.
That's been tough.
That is tough. Like, you sometimes...
Because people bring it up to him daily. And, like, I mean, on this show, we talk about it all the time.
Well, and I mean, I mean, he'd have to travel to Brazil sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, and just to look people in the eye. Was that really the reveal?
Yeah, that was it.
Was it really?
No.
I was just making a smart-ass comment.
It was, okay, believe it or not.
What?
Believe it or not, he's gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Makes sense, though, because when he made those, what do you call it there, the cabbage rolls?
Yeah.
Like, they caught on fire. They were flaming.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, that's true.
Pat Patterson's flaming balls, I think he called them.
Yeah, yeah.
But
holy balls.
So did everybody, like, sell it? Or not sell it, but, like, sell it like they were shocked?
The thing is, just kind of more like okay, we knew, but brave of him to say, and then everybody supported him. The truth is, while they were promoting this, there were other revelations by some of the other guys.
Like the yellow snake?
No, but other reveals, we'll call, that were really much more, like, really pretty hard-hitting and emotional and shocking, and, like, everybody pretty much revealed something. And
but
so,
did they do it in a soft-spoken manner?
Yes.
So they were hard-hitting and soft-spoken.
That was well done. Like Bobby Lashley.
Thanks very much.
Is there something you want to say to me, Bobby?
What? Oh, fuck you, Bo.
What?
Fuck you. Fuck you, Bo.
Why are you saying that to me? I thought we were friends.
I'm a heel now.
Oh, that's why.
I'm a main defending Slammiversary in front of 8 people. But don't worry. 15 will order it on pay-per-view. I have a big family.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, no, so it was actually really good, though. And like I say, there was, like, Duggan had a really big reveal, and there's a lot of emotional stuff. And, yeah, it was well done. And you actually, when everybody was leaving and everybody's, like, all sad, you're like, yeah, you know what, I think they actually are kind of sad. And Duggan and Piper's final minutes together was pretty classic. So.
Oh, God, I bet.
So, yeah, no, it's... Yeah, it was good shit. I really enjoyed the episode. I'm not going to tell you too much about it because you haven't had a chance to see it yet, but soon. I think you'll like it. It's well done.
Oh, so Timothy Well and Stephen Dunn are on it?
That would be difficult.
That would actually be difficult. Are they both dead?
I think just the one, but could be both.
Yeah. It could be, both. Anyway. I am looking around at what the next.
I was watching this last weekend. I watched Fully Loaded 2002.
Yes, you mentioned the text message.
Yeah, yeah, and because I was just sitting there going, I was just in the mood to watch some wrestling on Sunday night, and you know, trying to find one I hadn't seen, and I'd never actually seen that one, and you know, and that had the Triple H Jericho Hell in a Cell. Which just, again, it's not about the profanity or anything like that, but pushing it all that.
But fuck
like
no.
the the blood on this show. But I'm watching it and I'm literally going, is this really, like, you just, why can't, if you can't do a Hell in the Cell with this, and God, Hell in the Cells really suck without that. Like, it's just part of the drama. And it's like, it's not like you should, again, do blood or violence or profanity or anything like that, sex, just for the sake of doing it. But if it's part of the storyline and here you have a blood feud that's culminating, it's just good to be able to see it. And it's so weird that, you know, to watch it in 2002 and watch Triple H and Jericho do this. And it's just, yeah. But, I mean, when we talk about PG or not PG or whether or not that draws money, I'm not saying it draws more money and they need to get away with it. But, good Lord, I really just can't even imagine people seeing that much blood and thinking that's the difference between it being offensive or not offensive. Because it's just, you know, it just is. But
as long as you're not like TNA and you know, like they did it.
They overdid it because they were trying to establish themselves as an alternative. And so they overdid it. But and it was just stupid. But again, and you don't need it all the time. But in a case like this, when you have a blood feud that's culminating in a Hell in a Cell, that was the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, is don't limit yourself.
And it just feels more realistic and more everything because of this. The other thing is, actually, is when I was watching that card, the thing that really got me was how few people were on that card have passed away now. Because, you know, you think of so many of them. On that card, I'm not sure there was anybody who was dead.
Eddie was on the card, wasn't he, against RVD?
Eddie was on the card. You're right. That was the first match. So Eddie.
What about Benoit?
He wasn't on there.
Okay.
I think this was during his neck injury.
Oh, he was hurt. Yeah, that's right.
So he wasn't on the card. I don't think Test was on it.
Well, you said it was good.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not sure there was any other that I can think of. So, I mean, that was actually kind of cool, because I remember watching it and it actually hit me. Because usually we watch these things, you're like, oh, God, like half the people are gone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
At times, and it's just scary.
Especially, and not that long ago, you know, not that long before 2002, you would.
Oh, yeah.
It would be that way, you know, like probably a 99, you know, 98 card.
There's definitely people on this show that you thought could be. You know,
probably a lot of them that should be.
Yeah, well, I mean, both the Hardys, you know, I don't know who else, but yeah, both the Hardys are on there, and both of them, Kurt Angle, right? Like, yeah, there's Kurt guys Angel. Definitely who've had their demons who you thought something would have happened to, but yeah.
Dale Torborg was on the show?
No. Oh. I said it was good.
Oh, but then you said the demon.
I said they had their demons.
Oh, Kane. He was a tag team. Kane, yes.
Future WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Kane.
The demon Kane? Mm-hmm. God, I hope not. He's not in that yet.
Luckily. He will be.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
The seven guys that they announced, right, for it?
Well, seven, it's a seven guy. A graphic showed seven. It could be six. It could be eight. Who knows?
But right, so far it's but what?
The problem is they're going to have a second one, so I think that's one reason they would limit it to eight or seven.
Yeah.
It's because they're going to have a second one, and it's already running pretty goddamn thin, especially if you have to have some regular matches.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's where you could have some tag team, you know, depth in terms of have a tag title match, have a Rhodes.
And it looks like they're going to have the Usos versus the...
Wyatt family,
yeah.
And then you could have Axel back against, you know, the right Axel against the, you know, the Rhodes brothers. Yeah, whatever, the Dusters. Dustalition.
Dustalition. There you go.
And then, you know, two ladder matches. I mean, the thing is, yeah, you're going to throw, I mean, who do we have? We got a women's match, right? Yeah, check match there. So there's five matches that you're looking at.
Oksana versus, wait.
You got a midget pre-show, right? And then, you know, but I do think that you could put in Rusev and probably Big E, right?
Oh, God.
Well, you probably would, right? I mean, that feud must continue.
Well, actually, I mean, that's the thing is Big E beats Swagger. And as soon as I read that in the spoilers for SmackDown, I'm like, you're fucking morons. You here you have Swagger against Santino. He gets slapped. He goes in there, beats the shit out of him, gets the win.
Yeah.
We the people. America.
Yeah.
Rusev.
Rusev. Yes.
Yeah. You know, if Rusev beats Big E and then Swagger beats Big E, that's – and one is American and one is the real American and both have their seconds. And it's a good guy for him, for Rusev to beat. He can have a fairly good match with because he's a better – much better wrestler than Big E.
Oh, yeah.
Make him look good and still go over on – but – it wouldn't hurt Swagger in any way, and who cares that really at this point, really. And it would actually be good for Rusev. That's way better and fresh.
Yeah.
So, of course, Big E wins, and they set that up, that rematch that nobody wants to see.
Yep, that's just it. That's just it. So
fucking morons.
I know. That was the first thing I thought of on Monday, was when he beat the shit out of Santino. I was like, there's Rusev right there. There's your Rusev person.
Yeah.
And then I read that on them, I'm like, oh, fuck. But, I mean, it doesn't mean they're not going to go there.
Well, yeah, but they
fucking do stupid shit.
And it is on SmackDown. So.
And they've been booking on the fly now for, like, the last 3 weeks.
And it is, like you say, last 3 weeks, last 13 years. But
well, yeah, but really for the last, I mean, like, legitimately for, like, they're at Nitro levels for the last, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like scripts are being written basically as the show's going on, right? Yeah. I mean, like it's you know, it's the same reason that the announcers talking about when Cena joined the Shield, and they're I think it's more because of his hatred for Bray Wyatt is basically just the announcers going into business for themselves because
they're trying to make sense out of a situation.
Yeah,
they don't have any direction.
Yeah,
this Rusev thing, Jesus, I mean. I am so just bored. Like he comes out as soon as Oksana comes out. Same thing.
Yeah.
As soon as the Puerto Rican chick comes out, I just know I'm going to be bored for the next 10 minutes. Like no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Whether it's her cutting a speech, because she's okay as long as the crowd reacts like she expects. If the crowd throws her a curveball and she has to go off script, she doesn't know how to go off script or doesn't know how to react to them. And as long as they don't ever bring out that guy who presented the gold whatever again, because that guy was so nervous he's falling in and out of his Russian accent week before.
And
I'm sure he's just some guy training in NXT, but.
Yeah. And that Vladimir Putin bullshit with the show of Benoit or Barack Obama.
That was awful.
And it's just like who gives a fuck?
I mean, is it done for humor? Okay, but like, no, what's the point of it?
Who gives a fuck is what
I know. Like all of it is just stupid. But I'm just bored. And I was thinking about this. I was
really?
Like, yeah, because I was. I was like, okay, in the 50s. Who are the biggest heels, the one who drew the most money? The heel foreigner.
The German.
The
German and the Japanese.
The German and the Japanese. And then who's a huge star in the 70s? The Russian.
Yeah.
You know, that's when Ivan Koloff is.
Yeah.
You know, huge star. And guys like that. And in the 80s, since the early 80s, you know, I mean, the Iron Sheik. Drawing huge money against Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, and Nikolai Volkov, come along to
30
you know.
For 30 to 35 years, the foreign heel was the biggest drawing heel in the business, largely, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's been 30 years now, since 1985.
Yeah.
Since I think we've had 1984, since we've had a foreign heel draw a fucking dime. So instead of looking at the last 30 years, you're looking at the previous 30 years, and you're morons. Like, you look at this, the list, they have tried over and over again. Just, it doesn't matter if it's a Love Resistance, or if it's, what's his name, Kenzo Suzuki, or whatever his name was.
Yokozuna.
Yokozuna, you didn't draw.
No.
What's his name? Jinder.
Yeah, Jinder. Great Khali.
Great Khali. Ludwig Borga.
Yes, absolutely. That's probably the best example of foreign guy, you know, just a useless waste of fucking time.
Yeah, like, it's how many years since one of them was even, I mean, what's his name? I love WWE. What was his name?
Which guy? Oh, Kozlov.
Kozlov. Like, it doesn't matter if it's 1989. There was a foreign heel they were trying in 1989 if we look back. And there's a foreign heel in 2004. But you know what? It's 25 years. Or 2014. Like, think of one that drew, I mean, even drew as an upper mid-carder.
Yeah, and I mean, I mean the closest
might be Yokozuna.
It might be Yokozuna. Could be in WCW. Nikita Koloff.
Yeah, probably like 1988, but that's still like 19. By that time, that it was 1990, 1991. He wasn't anymore. Like that's and it's not like it's not for a lack of effort. You know, I mean, the closest in some ways, you could almost say the Hart Foundation. That's not the same fucking thing. In 1997, you know, and Lord knows that never worked when WCW or TNA tried it with the Canadian heel group, and they both did.
No, but that actually was probably, you're right. I mean, that was a very successful foreign group. It was a twist. It was very different, though. Unique, but it wasn't your straight.
It was the evil
group, but I mean, it did.
It wasn't an evil heel foreigner. It was, yeah, it was. Largely. Yeah, it was. Well, no.
You Americans, we still take care of the sick and the old. We still have health care.
No, fuck. Listen to me. It was that one of their heroes was turning their back on them and saying this shit. That's different than a guy.
No, it wasn't. It was the fact that he was coming out and saying the U.S.
A lot of the heat came from the fact that Brett used to be a good guy and now was saying this. It was a lot of
people. Yeah, he turned heel. But he was turned into a foreign heel. You've got people are killing each other on every street corner. If you were going to give the United States of America an enema, you'd stick the holes right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I had this nightmare where I woke up in San Antonio, Texas, where people don't know anything about right and wrong.
But what he's saying is the difference though is it's not just. He had a point behind everything he's saying. It's not just him saying it like, we are superior because Putin can beat up your president. Like, there's not, like, at least Bret Hart's saying, you know, we still have health. Like, it's still cutting to the core.
It worked.
It's different. It's not the same. It's not purely the same as an evil heel foreigner. It was a guy who was sick and tired of what he saw as American society and had gotten fed up over years. It was a different thing. But he's the closest. And even then, keep that in mind. As much as we loved it and great as it wasn't drawing that much.
But it was...
It did hardly draw. It didn't. But 1997, they weren't drawing a ton.
No, they weren't.
Draw a ton under any of that.
But without it, you bring Mike Tyson in and you don't turn shit around.
I don't agree with that at all. Austin was still taking off.
You got 1997 never happens the way it does. It doesn't take off the way it does. It's not just him
about 1997 that laid the foundation. It's not just that group. That's only a small part of it. It's the birth of DX. It's the birth of Stone Cold. It's Rusev.
Yeah, which was all played off of that group. That set the television. Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt. If you disagree with that, you're just a fucking idiot that doesn't know shit, and you can fuck yourself. Because that's just, like, you show yourself to be just a big, fat, lying on your couch ass that doesn't know what the hell you're talking about.
That is so not true.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me tell you something.
Okay, tell me about DX. Go ahead, tell me about DX. How's DX? DX against the Hart Foundation probably didn't do anything. The Shawn Michaels against Bret Hart dynamic with him and and the Hart Foundation coming in and going up against Brent. That didn't do that. I didn't draw, and that didn't mean anything in terms of moving around the DX, and it didn't set the foundation for DX to come and do that stuff, because that's not what happened at all. DX just magically formed one day because a leprechaun came, sucked your DX dick, turned you into a leprechaun, and then you grew and you turned fat and you were just a fuck, and it didn't lay any sort of foundation at all for you know the Mankind to pick me Steve to go up against.
Mankind was there in 96.
Mankind was there in 96 and he was awesome, and Owen Hart was there in 96, so that did that, and Triple H was there in 96, and all these guys were there in 96, so it must not have been 1997. Why did we even have 1997? We should just skip 1997.
I didn't say it.
1996 there, because absolutely no foundation was laid, you see. None. It just magically appeared. Thank God. Thank God it did, because, man, if it hadn't just magically appeared, I wish.
Nevertheless, 1997, DX still would have gotten together and been who they were if they didn't have ever playing off those guys, as an example. Because they still would have gone to the back, and they still would have gone to the back, and they still would have lost Hall and Nash. They still would have gone to the back and said, you're a 50-year-old man telling us 30-year-olds what's cool. Still gotten the chance to go out there and be more like themselves, which would have pushed the limit. And that's not – they didn't do that because of the Hart Foundation. I'm not saying the Hart Foundation wasn't a part of made it great. But, no, I mean, the Hart Foundation, it didn't draw.
It didn't draw, but it laid the foundation.
Help create the Austin character? Yeah, but he would have been created anyways, you know. But, I mean, it's great. It's a shame. It's more a shame that it didn't draw than the fact that it drew a bunch of money errors.
Significant piece of
it's a significant. It's significant, but it's not the same as drawing. So what I'm saying is the foreign heel didn't draw.
Because without it, it wouldn't have taken off the way it did.
Just because he was a foreign heel.
But you look at the fact that, I mean, it's not like Steve Austin or
DX or many of these people – really who had the best views against them did it because of the patriotism. I mean Steve Austin didn't do it for patriotism at all.
I'm just saying that whole 97 era, which they were largely playing and focused on, set that foundation. Same as you could argue, you can say that you can't even argue, you
keep
can
in
say
mind that Hart Foundation, that Hart Foundation group was together for what, like 6 months, if that?
Not even. Day after WrestleMania, or after WrestleMania, so April or May, or April, I guess, of 97, and of course six, seven months. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And downplayed for the last two, obviously, because of a Brett, because the company was in financial peril.
Exactly. So, again, all I'm saying is that this Rusev thing bores the shit out of me, to bring it full circle. And that they shouldn't be doing this. They never should have done this. This doesn't work. This isn't going to work. God damn it. Move on.
Move the fuck on.
And a great example for me is Fedor Emelianenko, the MMA superstar.
Superstar.
Who didn't speak a one word of English.
That's not true.
Okay. What did he speak?
I thought I saw a wabbit.
Okay, so that's true. He did look like Elmer Fudd. But he didn't speak English, wasn't a good-looking guy, as we mentioned. Had a strange religion, actually, and religious stuff. Was very, very Russian. And
he could dance, though, eh?
He was
a samba champion.
He would come here, that's true. He would come over here and compete against Americans, and the crowd would boo the hell out of the Americans and went crazy for him. Because, again, the foreign heel thing doesn't work so much anymore. We're kind of past that. You look at the UFC, all their champions and their biggest draws are from another country. Every single one of them, you know, from another country. And
that's Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you him. But, yeah, I mean, it's not.
There's some. I mean, Johnny Jones is – you know, not all of them, though.
But he gets heel heat, though.
Yeah, but he's still a star.
Yeah, I suppose. But GSP, Anderson Silva, Jose Aldo, yeah. You know. all these guys.
I guess you do have what's his name? I mean, there's people you can make a case for. There's Uriah Faber, Ronda Rousey, you know.
Ronda Rousey now, yeah. But I mean, all I'm saying is that
I know
it's again if you want to present Rusev like he's a dick, but really really skilled and not play off the Russian part and the. And the Putin heel heat and all that shit, you'd have a better chance of getting him over and drawing money with him than what you're doing. Because what you're doing, again, is very much – it hasn't worked for 30 years.
And the Bulgarian brute.
The most recent 30 years, not the previous 30 years, not the 60 years ago.
But, I mean, he was the Bulgarian brute, for God's sakes. Not even fucking Russian.
I know.
So, I mean
– and I don't know if I mentioned this. Catherine Perry – Catherine Joy Perry, who's playing Lana, is Puerto Rican and Venezuelan.
And you know what? She's you know why? And I understand now. Rusev, pissed at Tyler Perry.
Yeah, he should be. Well,
so
I mean,
that's why he's beating up all the blacks.
Rusev in real life, and well, that's Swagger's problem. But Rusev in real life, and Catherine Perry are stooping.
There you go.
There are a couple.
There you go. So.
So now another thing, Fully Loaded 2002. Mm-hmm. They had Stacy Keibler versus Trish Stratus.
Really?
Yeah. And I have a question for you. It's 2002. I'm watching this. When did Trish Stratus get good? Because we speak about her in this legendary way in large degree, and she was good. But she wasn't here. This is just as bad as any of the – except for I think the two chicks were hotter than the chicks they have on TV right now. But this is just as bad as any Bellas versus Alicia Fox match you're going to see.
But the thing with Trish Stratus is the nice part about it is that she was the blonde, big-boobed, hot chick, okay, that learned how to wrestle. And she learned how to wrestle wrestling Molly Holly and Victoria and even Lita. And your Gail Kims, and like she generally speaking, Ivory always had an opponent that was good. So I mean, when you throw in Stacy Keibler, not good. You know, she's gonna
And she wasn't good here yet either. Like I say, so when did she get good? Is the question.
Well, when did she feud with Victoria? Was that 2003?
I don't know.
I would say that Victoria feud is when I remember her being okay. She's good to go.
Okay. All right. That's about a year later. She's about a year away from that.
I want to say it was Survivor Series 2003-ish was that hardcore match, but it was before that. But in that time period, yeah, probably another year then.
Okay.
If that's the time frame, but yeah, I mean, but we mentioned Daniel Bryan, former WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Former champ, Daniel Bryan.
Yes, because he's a hoot. He's hooting. I guess right now they do know who's winning Money in the Bank,
Kane.
The title, and they've got a plan.
Yeah, it's Kane.
And that plan still involves Daniel Bryan getting the belt back and fighting Lesnar at SummerSlam. Yeah.
Kane.
I just – no.
Why?
I won't watch.
It's on the network.
Watch. No, I won't watch the TV. As long as Kane is the world heavyweight WWF fucking champion, I will not watch Raw.
Okay, there's a couple reasons for this. Storyline-wise, it makes sense. I'm not talking about entertainment-wise. I'm not talking about what you and I would do. I'm talking about storyline-wise, where are they going and where probably should they go?
Where should they go?
It's not the most entertaining thing.
It's actually the least entertaining thing. It's not that it's not the most entertaining thing. It is literally the least entertaining thing.
Well, I don't know if it's the least. I think Randy Orton would be less entertaining. I'm not sure John Cena wouldn't be less entertaining.
I
think both of those would be even worse.
I do Seth Rollins.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I do Seth Rollins. Strap the rocket to him, and then he can lose it to Daniel Bryan in a great match. And you can move on, yeah.
No, because I think that's an awful move, and because I think you need to see if he can actually work as the heel and work at that level by himself first here as a character. Plus, I think that you need to see when he if he ever does elevate to that level, because I don't think he's ready yet, and I don't think he's over enough yet as a heel. But if he ever does go to that level, and based on basically the promo on Raw, which was, you know, all right. Not great, though.
Yeah, it's I thought it was all right. Yeah, I thought it was good. Passable. It was fine.
Yes,
yeah. I did it.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's the Tyler Black character from ROH. If you watch the Tyler Black character, all the mannerisms and way of speaking, the way he is was as a heel there, he's just repeating that now, so that's fine. You know, but...
I thought it was good. I mean, I
it's passable. It was a 6 out of 10.
I'd say 7 out of 10. It didn't blow my socks off, but it was...
Reigns was a 7 out of 10.
Reigns was a... Yeah,
9 out of 10.
If Reigns... Yeah,
Ambrose was a 9 out of 10.
Ambrose was a 9. Okay, if we're going to rank it, then Ambrose was a 9, Rollins was an 8, and Roman Reigns was a 7.
Okay, I give Rollins a 6. It was just passable, you know. Just a pro.
Yeah, but you kind of have it in for Seth Rollins. You don't really like this move, so you kind of you got that. you're like Wayne Hart. You're biased.
I do not have it in for Seth Rollins. I'm a very big fan of Seth Rollins. But the point is that I also think if he gets to that point where he's ready to be champion, you don't, and he's not there yet. You don't give it to him for a month. I think it does too much damage for him to give it to him for a month or less and then lose it to Daniel Bryan. I don't care how good the match is or whatever. And the feud also isn't with Daniel Bryan. And you don't want to burn it out. Plus, if he loses it, it doesn't make sense. He doesn't get a rematch. There's so many things around it that, to me, it doesn't make any sense.
I threw Seth Rollins out as my counter to Kane. I will throw Hornswoggle out as my counter to Kane as well. But I would rather give...
If I had a pick of the guys in there, I'd pick Cesaro.
I'd
rather have Cesaro and him have a great match with Daniel Bryan than Rollins. And because I don't think it hurts Cesaro. I think it hurts Rollins.
I think it hurts Cesaro more than it hurts Rollins because of Rollins' association with Hunter.
I think Cesaro has the association with somebody much better than Hunter and who can get much...
You know, you're much better, but not much better for your career.
I don't know.
Yeah, the guy that writes the fucking checks, yeah, that's the guy that you kiss ass to. But you don't kiss Paul Heyman's ass and expect to get anything. I mean, it is what it is.
It's just that Paul Heyman can get you over. And if you're over, you have a chance to make money. And
but how many guys right now on the roster have Paul Heyman, has Paul Heyman gotten over?
Well, fuck off. Anyways.
I mean, yeah, really.
Ryback, no. Curtis Axel, no.
No.
Okay, you're right. You kissed the ass of Triple H.
But I understand what you're saying, but I would
rather go with Cesaro. I think it would hurt him less. I think Heyman would be able to go out there and go former world champion and get heat for him for months and play off of that. Whereas I think Rollins, people will go, oh, see, he wasn't good enough. He lost to Daniel Bryan right away.
I think if
Rollins gets it, if any of the Shield gets it,
yeah,
it should be for a significant reign.
Rollins to me, no pun intended, I guess, but Rollins to me is your mummy is a skank winner. Give him the briefcase, right? Give him the briefcase. Why not?
He'd be good with the briefcase. I think that would be good.
Your world heavyweight champion winner is perplexing to me because the guy that I would probably go with of the guys that are in there right now. Well, actually, I have a few guys. This is the nice part, actually, so far of what I like about this because there's always that outside chance they give it to Randy Orton because, as Triple H said on Raw, he's Randy Orton.
Yeah.
You know, and so there is always that possibility. There is the possibility that and he has history with Daniel Bryan. Okay, so you could see that if you're going to do a July rematch. The other part that I could see is if he wasn't the whatever he is, the U.S. champion, there's your Sheamus heel turn they keep talking about.
Yeah.
So, okay, so he could win it, and then you can match turn heel, and there's your match with Daniel Bryan.
Well, I'll go to where I'd go with Sheamus afterwards. But Bray Wyatt, the same reason I don't give it to Rollins is the reason I don't give it to Bray Wyatt.
You don't want to see that match so soon, but I could see them going to it.
I don't want to see it so soon, and B, I don't want him to have a one-month reign. I don't think it does anything for him.
I think he's a bounce-back guy. I think Bray Wyatt can bounce out.
I think Bray Wyatt has a better chance of bouncing back due to his mic skills than
that's
Seth
what
Rollins.
I mean. Yeah, that's fine. So I can
when
see
I say I don't, when I say I don't want to see Seth Rollins, it's not because I have had out for him. It's the exact opposite. It's because I like him and I want to see him succeed. I'm not sure it would be the best move for him. Now, again, let's come back to Kane. Storyline wise, he's the whole reason he lost the belt. So they're about to have a match. He's hurt because of what he did in the pile drivers. And they play it off the same thing in the stretcher match or whatever. And that's the blow off to the feud. He regains it from the guy who won it after he put him out. Makes sense. It's full circle. The other thing about it is
That I would rather see David Arquette win the title than Kane.
Fine. The other thing about it is
I fucking hate Kane.
I get that. Jesus Christ. Shut up.
He hates Kane too.
Well, he's the devil's favorite demon.
There you go.
The other thing about it is if Daniel Bryan can't go at SummerSlam, and it's no guarantee, because his health is just not progressing.
Yeah. It really is touch and go at this point.
If he can't go, who do you put Brock Lesnar against? I could see them going, who did Brock Lesnar beat at SummerSlam or WrestleMania? Kane's brother. And I could see them putting together Kane and Kane coming out and looking for revenge for The Undertaker for the loss at WrestleMania. I could absolutely see them that and working that. And storyline-wise, again, it works.
And actually, you know what? That's actually the best idea. I like that because I'm getting married this summer, and I could really use my Mondays off. Free to be able to do some stuff. And I know that fiance, the producer, would enjoy having me around more as she always does.
Really? Should she met you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This isn't a mail order bride who's never met you and that has a chance why she'd enjoy you.
No, she's from Venezuela. No. But it really would. It would free up my time. So I will say this right now on this particular program here on Thursday, June 12th, 2014. As long as Kane holds that belt, I do not watch wrestling. I don't watch current WWE television.
What about TNA? No, I'm just kidding.
Seriously, no.
No, but I mean, a storyline, again, I don't want to see Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. I think it's bad for – I don't think he should beat Brock because I think Brock should use this streak thing for a long time. And mm-hmm. I don't think that he's going to – it'll look good dynamic-wise together, the two of them in the ring. And I don't think that Daniel Bryan should lose to Lesnar. So I don't want to see that match. So, I mean, who else are you going to put in there? Okay, even if it's not for the belt, Kane versus Lesnar, just because of that storyline – can't you make it work and see it?
I understand what you're saying. I do. I just... No. Doesn't do anything. Then what do you do? Then Brock Lesnar's your champion?
Well, again, I'm saying let's say Kane loses the belt. He doesn't have the belt. But I'm just saying Kane versus Lesnar without the belt, isn't that preferred?
Lesnar's fighting for the title, I think. I don't think he should
if it's Daniel Bryan. Like I say, I don't think he should to anybody because I don't think he should lose. And I don't think you can give him the belt. So let's just take that out of the mix. Let's just imagine that's not going to happen. Kane versus Lesnar storyline-wise, match everything kind of size-wise, style-wise. Do I think Cesaro would be better in a lot of ways? Yeah. But in a lot of ways, I look at the Kane thing, that kind of would wrap up the storyline in a way. And especially if we get a rematch with Kane and Undertaker at WrestleMania. Or sorry, not Kane. I mean Undertaker and Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
I know I don't want to see it, but don't say it's impossible.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying I wouldn't give a fuck. I mean, I probably would, given the WrestleMania hype ability for these things. But, nothing with Kane does anything for me. I can't think of a situation where he's put in that I want to see. I just... I don't see it. I mean, the only other thing would be if they had another guy like Kane, where you're going to do this old demon give passes the torch to the new demon, and you do like a mid card. You know, I talked about this guy. You know, I'll show you what hell is like. You know, but other than that, just retire.
There's nothing there. Well, I wouldn't mind that either. But there's nothing like that out. There's no character.
No,
no
that's what
person
I'm saying.
Out there, yeah.
No, so just retire.
I mean, the closest would be maybe Luke Harper.
Brian.
Luke Harper is so fucking amazing.
Oh, he's great.
So,
I was going to say, if they're going to do Connor O'Brien, you know, is that kind of demon-y kind of guy. But
God, no.
No, well, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, but he's not ever going to be as good as Kane.
Oh, well, no, but I mean,
he's not as big as Kane, and he's not exactly young either. He's like mid-30s.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to think, there isn't anybody really on it. So.
Abyss could have been that guy once a few years ago, but not now. Let me say, Luke Harper is the closest.
And he's way better than Kane ever was.
Oh, way better than Kane ever was. And yeah, I mean, does he have the best facial expressions in the business?
Yeah,
like, who looks better crazy than him?
Yeah, those wild eyes that he's
actually
got.
Actually, who's got the better wild eyes, crazy look? Him or Dean Ambrose?
Or Alex Carrera?
Well, that's a joke for literally two people on the podcast.
But it's tough, isn't it?
No, but Ambrose or Harper?
I think Harper because of the full facial beard, burly, wild package. But yeah, Ambrose is good too. And I mean, I liked Ambrose. I really liked that promo.
Oh Christ, it was awesome.
On Raw, you know.
What I loved about it was the camera went in tight on him. And like I say, I don't think Reigns did a bad job. I thought his promo was pretty decent. The thing with Reigns is that they're using the tricks. Like, he's saying things like, we're going to kick your ass. Because you haven't heard the word ass being used much on WWE TV over the last 6 years.
Yeah.
So it gets a cheap pop. So it kind of hides the fact that his promo ability isn't that good. You know what I mean? Like, they're doing these little tricks with him. Whereas Ambrose didn't come out and say anything like that, and he didn't play to the crowd. Like Wyatt plays to the crowd. He just looked right at the camera, barely moved, said what he was going to say, and was riveting, and the crowd still reacted, and that's a good goddamn promo.
Yeah, and then he dropped the mic and then had to go pick it up for Roman Reigns.
And Reigns was laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's – I don't know. I think that – It's interesting what you do now if they're going to have two Your Mummy is a Skank matches, because you're going to have the belt one and then you're going to have the briefcase one. So, I mean, I think this is – we talked about what I would do weeks ago when it's like you have the qualifying matches and the winners go into the one for the belt and the losers go into the one for the briefcase.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great way to do it. Sure. I have no problem with that.
And that way no one really loses, right? Like, you, even then, you got a shot. And then you got – I mean, so then you've got guys, like, you can put in. But it also depends on what they're doing. I mean, Orton's in the title ladder match. You know, for the first time, by the way, the World Heavyweight Championship is going to be defended in a ladder match.
Fuck off.
But I know. Well, it was the first time it's been defended in a ladder match. Because
since it's
technically
been the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, yeah.
Well, no, because it was created in a ladder match.
Yeah, it was created in a ladder match.
So that's
all
I could think
of. How about
of
some when, of the other ladder matches? How about some of the other TLC matches?
They're like, the first time these two belts will be hung in
a
ladder
match. Or when Edge defended against Ric Flair. Fucking idiots.
Or The Undertaker. Or John Cena.
Yeah.
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 But anyway, it's just stupid. Stupid sacks of shit. Stupid. Undertaker and Jeff Hardy. Fucking retards. But anyway, it's one of those things that if they're going to do the two, I mean, are you going to have a tag team Shield match like Rollins and Hunter against Ambrose and Reigns on this
I think
thing?
You almost need to just to fill out the card.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking.
You're not going to have a goddamn thing in this card outside of the ladder matches that anybody's going to want to see. And that's okay selling it wise, but the night that I'm actually sitting there watching it, if I'm getting a bunch of Heath Slater versus Bo Dallas matches or whatever, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, it's like Raw this last weekend. There was the terrific match between Sheamus and Barrett.
Yeah.
And we always said that. I remember years ago when the first time they had a match on SmackDown, we watched it, and it was this really hard-hitting match. We're like, okay, they can keep these guys apart now.
And do it at Mania.
Do it at Mania, because they got great chemistry, and they can have a great match. It's very hard-hitting, style-wise, size-wise. Mm-hmm. And then they proceeded to have them wrestle each other the next eight weeks on TV.
That was 34 television matches ago for these two.
Yes, exactly. But they had this great match. The Reigns and the, you know, the 3MB and the Shield segment, the promo, that was great. And then the main event was a really good match. Those are the three things on Raw that were good and entertaining. Then you had the Rusev, the Bo Dallas, and the Sandow, and the, oh my God, the Sandow killed me. I changed
Fandango
it.
Fandango and Layla likes to give people blowjobs, so she got milk poured in her mouth.
Is that what it was?
Well, yeah, that's what it was. She had white liquid on her face.
Really? I didn't notice. Really? No, I mean, you had all this other bullshit. Paige wrestling, I'm sorry, against Oksana. Or was it Oksana? Or?
No, it was against
Alicia Fox again.
Oksana.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just bored.
Actually,
like,
probably will just have. I bet you that'll be the pre-show match this time. Will be Layla and Summer Rae. Probably. Or they'll be on the show, I bet.
They could very well be on the show because they're giving Summer Rae a push. But the point being, though, that you had these three segments. So if your pay-per-view's like this and there's just all this in between these two ladder matches, because, you know, like the Money in the Bank one probably opens and the other one probably closes.
Yeah. Now, what do you think of the chances of the – well, you got – right now we've got Sheamus, we've got Cesaro, we've got Randy Orton, and we've got Bray Wyatt. Are the ones that are in there, right?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming John Cena gets in.
John Cena and Kane.
And then that's six, and then there's one more spot.
No, I thought there was five announced now.
Is there five announced?
Do it again. Cesaro.
Cesaro. Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Orton.
Bray. Orton.
Bray, yeah. Orton, Bray. Oh, and Alberto Del Rio.
Alberto Del Rio.
Right.
So Cena and Kane.
There's seven.
Yep.
Is conspicuous by his absence, or does he get in your mummy as a skank, the cocksucking motherfucker, who's
babyface Miz
with the Nature Boy?
Could happen.
It's coming on Monday.
Yep, could happen.
Cleveland.
I don't know that he gets in there. I don't think he does. I think you want to give him a new push, and giving him a new push, you have him beat somebody.
So he's got to be in your mummy as a skank along with like Barrett and
yeah, you put Barrett in there, you put Ziggler in there, you put Big Show in there.
Yeah, you know. That's right. Big Show's there around.
You have Kane beat Big Show to get in or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, or I mean, Kane could just get in.
How is Khali still employed?
Yeah, I know. Well, that might be a guy you see tomorrow because
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like him be an ambassador to India, right? I mean, they
could use Ginger for that.
They could. They could use Ginger. What? They're using him to do local promotion in Pittsburgh.
Mm. There you go.
He's Slater.
I said Ginger.
Ginger. They said Ginger.
No.
That's,
that would be the Undertaker.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, and Billy Kidman. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know who else. I mean, if you have a seven, I mean, RVD.
Hold on, dropping my mic.
You'd have RVD in that.
Yeah, RVD in the other one.
Match. I mean, it's a mid-card match, basically, right? I mean, that's exactly. But you got to have. It's a mid-card match, but you got to, at the end, obviously have somebody.
Well, I mean, Barrett is the other choice of the guys we're talking about here. You give it to.
Yeah. Of the mid-card guys, he's the guy that I would give it to, you know.
Yeah, makes sense. I'd have no problem with him having it. Trying to elevate him down the road through that. So let's get to Sheamus. Because I was thinking about Bray Wyatt. I mean, do you think the Bray Wyatt Cena thing is done?
I think they want it to be done, but I don't think they have anywhere else. They haven't decided anywhere else to go, so it's just hanging on.
That's my problem for Bray right now. I'm like, okay, so right now after this whole thing with Cena, he's at main event level.
Yeah.
So you got to keep him at main event level. You can't put him at Cena. You can't put him with Daniel Bryan, as far as I'm concerned. So that leaves fucking nobody who's at that level can put him in there with. The closest, as far as a guy who's protected and being high on the card, is Sheamus. Sheamus, unfortunately, has the U.S. belt, and Bray Wyatt going for that lowers Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
So that's one reason to not see it. But and also because I don't think they want Bray Wyatt to be cheered, and he'll be wildly cheered against Sheamus.
Yeah.
That said, I really look at Sheamus in a lot of ways, if he didn't have that belt, as the perfect guy right now to go in there and lose to Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. Yeah, you lose before you turn, right?
Yeah.
So lose, and then you could be the Daniel Bryan fall when no one's watching feud. And, yeah, I think that works.
Or, but, I mean, he's got the belt. If Horton turns face again, at least that gives me Orton versus Bray, which is fresh. Right?
That's true, too.
That's probably going to happen.
I would actually do that at WrestleMania.
Plus, I mean, I got no problem with that. Again, plus you also got Bray against potentially either Ambrose. Though I still think there's a chance that Ambrose also turns on Reigns. But Bray versus Reigns is a singles match down the road. So, you mean, you got a lot of stuff with Bray, but you don't right now. Like, it's stuff that you have already done somewhat or stuff that you can do going forward. I mean, I guess you could do Bray versus the only other name outside of Sheamus I can think of would be Big Show.
Yeah, and
that doesn't excite me much at all. He'd have better matches with Sheamus because Sheamus is a good worker. And I actually think their chemistry, both personality, promo, and ring style wise, would work. You just got to get that belt off him. Why not get him screwed for the belt?
Yeah,
Bo Dallas that belt.
Oh, what's wrong with? I mean,
Rusev. After all, he's a heel, so he'd have the U.S. belt.
The U.S. belt on Rusev is actually what you do.
So you have Rusev versus Sheamus. You have Bray screw him. That leads to his feud with Bray, and then you have Rusev defend that belt against Jack Swagger. Book it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the deal. And you got Langston there too to kind of throw in, right?
You can
keep it going with Langston with the U.S. belt on the line, and transition that over to
If they hadn't screwed him up, like they put him with Cena and he got cheered and he was looking good. If they hadn't screwed him up, if they had continued to have him win and build slowly from there. And you also got Mark Henry to a degree, but I don't really think that works. But yeah, I mean, if you had Langston do that, you could have had Langston now as the guy to go against Bray to lose. But they've screwed that up. So, I mean, him against – you get him and Swagger and Rusev in kind of like a three-way. Oh, geez, he's going to leave. He had to leave. And now here I am on Skype, just at the part of the show where I've actually literally finished my thought. But you have those three kind of working together. Since I finished my thought on that, I could tell a couple jokes. Like, I really don't know. What else to say? So a blonde is, a brunette's in, the doctor's office and she says, I'm gonna have a boy cause I was on top when we conceived. And the redhead says, I was in the Zaddy's not back yet. So I'm just filling time. Redhead says, I was on the bottom. So I'm gonna have a girl when we conceived. And the blonde says, oh my God, I'm gonna have puppies.
Yeah. I know. Well, when your mom was pregnant, your mom wanted a girl and your dad wanted a boy, and they were both happy.
How'd you know?
She told me. But yeah, I don't know. What else is going on? We got
Slammer motherfucking anniversary. That's what you call
it. So what else is going on?
Yeah, you called it Slammer motherfucking Versary last year, right?
Slammer motherfucking Versary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
we've probably talked about it. We've talked about it enough, haven't we?
Yeah. Slammer who gives a motherfucker Versary.
Okay, let's get to a Twitter question.
Yes.
From Hawk Sauce. Hawk Sauce sent us a Twitter question asking, okay. Chael Sonnen has been released. It's a two-part question. When Chael Sonnen or has retired now from MMA, does this free him up to go in the WWE? Should they or could it happen?
Well, should he come to WWE and or
will it happen and should it happen? Is it possible?
I think anything's possible, but I mean, what's he going to do?
I don't care. Anybody. He'll come in there, he'll cut the great promos. I don't care. He'll work with somebody. Get him in there against a good hand who's the right personality, you know? And yeah, he'd be great. I'm not talking permanent. It's a one shot.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. The question didn't say. I mean, if he permanently came in, I think I'd love that, but it's probably not likely. And I still think he'd succeed. But
I'd get bored of it pretty quick, I think.
I don't know. And especially if he had limited dates in the right way. But yeah, I mean,
if he was your mania celebrity.
Or SummerSlam.
I guess SummerSlam is close enough. If he's your SummerSlam celebrity against, I don't know, Cesaro?
Rusev? Cesaro?
No, not Rusev. He's not good enough. Because you got a guy that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. You gotta have somebody good. That's why I picked Cesaro.
Yeah, you're right. You have a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. So you need somebody better.
Than Rusev.
Rusev is the one who doesn't know what he's doing, I thought you meant. So you need someone better than Chael.
Yeah. You need better than Chael, yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. But yeah. I don't know. There's lots
Jack
of possibilities.
Swagger would be – Jack Swagger, a great guy. He'd have to be built up, but I mean, he's a, you know, with his legitimate wrestling background, his size and everything like that, he'd be a good guy. I mean, Chael Sonnen's walking around at about, I think, 230 pounds, somewhere in that range, 225, 230. So, I mean, he's the size wise, that's about what most of the WWE guys are right now. But, who knows? I mean, at that point, I mean, Chael Sonnen versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania might be great in the right situation. Point is, I think if they can do it, they should. Do I think it'll happen? I think it's unlikely. He's obviously a huge fan. He's a great promo. But, I mean, if they're not reaching out to him, they're making a big fucking mistake.
Dude, they're not reaching out to him. They're not.
Yeah. So they're not, because
the powers that be, they don't know that world.
And a lot
they
of
don't know anything about it.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody who knows Chael Sonnen. And the other thing is, Randy or Michael. Cole in a match during Raw 2 weeks ago. Mentioned something about, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Swagger or something like. He's looking like Randy Couture here.
Was that Michael Cole or was that JBL? Because JBL always drops Randy Couture.
That was Michael Cole.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of strange. But yeah, I mean, no, again, it's. They should definitely do it. The other thing is, I mean, I don't think anybody knows for sure whether or not Chael's retirement is actually permanent. But I think he's like 37 or something like that. So I mean, it should.
Yeah, 37.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would, yeah, that'd be great. The other question, his follow-up, Hawk Sauce's follow-up question was, I know he failed something to do with TRT, but do you know if this would affect him in the WWE? Do you know what their TRT, do they have TRT or what their policy is?
Yeah,
And we lost him. I don't know for how long. If you guys are fortunate, probably for quite a while. Oh, he's back? You're back.
Yeah.
You're turning off your camera? I win twice.
This is my front. Mm-hmm. But they banned it after Benoit. So, I mean...
TRT, because I mean, it's just been recently banned in MMA. I wasn't actually sure when he asked this, and I'm like, I could look it up, but hopefully Addy will just know.
And the thing was is with Sonnen, if he's, I mean, again, if we're talking, he's coming in and as a celebrity, then he's not taking a test. So it, yeah, it doesn't really
That's
matter.
That's true. That's true. But I think he's just more, I mean, at least I think he's just more curious in general. So TRT, they don't allow testosterone replacement therapy because there's got to be guys who need it. But then again, there's also guys who are obviously doing something and passing.
Well, that's exactly, exactly. So, I mean, it's, yeah, it doesn't really matter. But no, they I don't know if they've lightened their stance on it or what. But no, they had banned it. They had an exemption. They had the exemption, but then, like, with Eddie, they had the exemption, then the Benoit thing happened, and they took that away. So, I believe it was grandfathered, but I don't know, you know, anybody, you know, really that's, you know, there aren't too many people that are still around unless, like, Christian's on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's possible.
So, but,
Let's talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. and it's just the two of them.
Quickly before that, I just would make the mention with Twin Blady, our buddy.
What's
asked
his name?
Twin Blady.
What?
Twin Blady. He just wanted to know a lot about Bray Wyatt, and we covered a lot about Bray Wyatt. You know, are there enough opponents? Can he draw all that stuff? But where do we think that Bray Wyatt will be 5 years from now? Is actually his question that we didn't answer.
Okay, number one, I'd let you like to say that it doesn't matter what his name is. Talking about Twin Blady.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's good. That's a way to, you know, just, you're quick with that one.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to interrupt you. I thought of it.
That's true. You are very respectful that way.
I want to be rude. My mother raised me right.
It's true.
Your mother gets a raise out of me.
Really? Well, when you take those pills.
All right. So what was the question? 5 years from now, where is he going to be?
Yeah,
he's 27 years old. We're seeing that his work in the ring is solid or above average because we're starting to see good matches. Seeing that he can put the sister Abigail on in a heartbeat and doesn't have to be a long setup, and it looks great. And it's a great looking sudden quick finisher, which reminds me of the stunner, which is actually a major positive. And he's got incredible charisma and promo skills. 5 years from now, I love for him to stay a heel as long as possible. 5 years from now, when he's 32, he's probably a 2 or 3-time world champion and maybe the biggest star in the company.
You only think he'll be a 2 or 3-time world champion?
Yeah, you're right. 5 years from now, probably more.
He'll be beating Ric Flair for the 17th time.
Yeah, no, it's true though. I mean, I see a lot of talented guys. You know, you see the Rollins being 27, Reigns and Ambrose both are 28. You know, Bo Dallas is 24, and I think his act is starting to get over. Though I still don't think it's a main event act.
Bo Dallas. Also, you have some talented guys.
Yeah, exactly. There's guys like. I mean, the guy who is the X factor in all this is Sami Zayn, because I think he's a WrestleMania main eventer. Like, I think he's that good. You know, unbelievable. This guy spent so many years, 12 years or whatever, under a mask.
Gibberish.
Yeah. Well, not talking at all. That was talking gibberish. Was delirious. He didn't really talk. But
El Generico didn't talk at all, did he?
Yeah, but I mean, his facial expressions are just amazing. He's the X factor. He could be the biggest star. Daniel Bryan, you know, we'll see where he is health wise. But yeah, I mean, this guy's going to be a player for years. I mean, when's the last time we saw somebody who's only 27 who we could say, because we were just talking about, he's a main eventer now. And he should, unlike The Miz, who was a main eventer, he should continue to be. So when's the last time you saw a guy who was 27? Already a main eventer and looked like he'd be there for a long time. Randy Orton?
Yeah. Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton. You know, The Rock. I mean, these are the guys.
Most of the guys,
right?
Are old. Yeah, I mean, maybe I don't know how old Cena was. He must have been about that age, but
well, Cena's my age, so I mean, you know, so 10 years ago he would have been 27.
Yeah. So exactly. So I mean, a lot of guys are. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen often, you know, like that. And even 10 years ago, I wasn't as sure about Cena as I am about Bray that he was going to stick around and be at that level. Like it's pretty rare. So, I mean, I think he's got a long career as a main eventer. And the only danger of that is that we'll burn out and get sick of him. But again, I think he has enough charisma and mic skills and a good enough character that there's not too likely it'll happen. What do you think?
No, exactly. He's just got to kind of go back and forth. I kind of liken him to, you know, it's a different era, so you can't compare kind of, you know, top, you know, levels on the card. But in a lot of ways, he reminds me of Jekka the Snake.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, do that with Jake the Snake, where he was, you know, he was feuding with you know, women who got squashed by Earthquake, and it was like this heart-wrenching story, and you know, oh my god, and he's fighting for the honor of Damien, and he's got a new snake, and he's his loved character, and then he goes and he shows, you know, Then he goes and shows the Ultimate Warrior how to how to battle the Undertaker, and turns heel and just becomes this massive heel guy against Ultimate Warrior, and then he leaves, and so it becomes Savage with the Trust Me, and you know, just but
he'll have a good
like
he'll
that,
have
right?
a very good baby face.
But I see Bray Wyatt.
Can you see the entire team those baby faces? Is the question.
Yeah, I it's possible. I mean, I would think that maybe you know, you get, that's where maybe what's his name, Harper breaks off then.
Yeah,
I mean, because I mean, Rowan's toast, right? I mean, Rowan's just a, you know, he's the, you know, if there's a Marty Jannetty here, it's Eric Rowan.
And you know what, though? I mean, I was watching him, of the three of them, I agree. But, I mean, I'm watching him on the match, you know, on Monday, and I'm like, he's really improved. I mean, he has gotten a lot better. He's really big. He's always in position. His offense looks good, looks realistic. I mean, he's not a great worker, but he's much better than he was just a little while ago. When he first came up.
Yeah, he's improved, but I mean, it's Harper's fantastic, and I mean, it's not going to take much for him to, you know, I mean, you could get a guy. I mean, it wouldn't take long for, you know, for him to Virgil it up, you know, and stand up to him, and you know, and that's your feud, and we talk about how Bray's a main eventer, and sadly I could see that happening, you know, next summer, you know, if not sooner.
Yeah.
That they force that issue, and then, you know, you just bring in another guy to team with Rowan, and you know, and but you get Harper and Bray Wyatt feuds, and my fear is too soon. To the point where it's going to be very easy then for them to cool on Bray, and the next thing you know, you've got your Intercontinental Champion Bray Wyatt, and his career is over.
Again, I think the X factor is what a good promo he is. So that I think that it helps, you know.
It does, but they have to be willing to give him that time and to do it and put him in those situations still. And I can, as I said, I can very easily see them doing that, it peeling off, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, now what do we do with Bray Wyatt? I don't know. We'll give him a belt, and we'll just give him a belt, and that'll give him something to do for a while, and then he'll just, you know, and then it'll just be, whatever.
Well, the other question is,
we like Bray Wyatt, but we're not really using him right now, so we're gonna have him lose to Cena, who we're getting ready for Mania, or we're gonna have him lose to Bryan. You know, it just then it becomes comes all of a sudden these throwaway matches, and I'm not saying that's I'm saying the opposite. That's definitely not the right thing to do, but I could definitely crystal ball foresee that happening.
Yeah, no, I mean I know what you're saying, and that's definitely true. That said, I think that he is even something like the we talk about the U.S. belt right now, it would be below him, but I mean I'm looking at it, I'm like. They put it on Sheamus. They got to be thinking to themselves, we got to build this thing up. And it again comes down to the idea that I think Triple H has a better idea of the importance of these belts and his increased power.
I understand that point, but I mean the other thought was, you know what, we're going to put that U.S. belt on Ambrose, and it's going to be they're going to be U.S. and tag champions in the Shield, and that's going to get that belt over.
Yeah, there was a point of that, but I think they're pretty obviously they realized pretty quickly that they couldn't go there just with what they're doing with them, and I think they realized that was a mistake. So
yeah, but they still kept the belt, so rather than get them off them, they just kept it on them, and I think that's what's happening.
Oh, that was convenience, though.
But I think that's going to be with Sheamus here too. Is that it's just going to be one of those things? Is like who's the next guy? Like I don't think the belt gets elevated. I just see somebody screwing Sheamus out of it, and it goes back down. As I said, with Rusev, that's probably the way to go. There's a good story with it, but does it elevate the belt? No, and it's just I guess when they get bored of Rusev, which will happen.
Realize that he's not gonna, he's not going to draw, and that this whole thing doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing on Bray Wyatt there. I guess that's what I see him in 5 years. He's got the potential to be a WrestleMania main eventer. For WrestleMania 34, 35, 33. But there is that potential that they'll, again, get bored.
That's potential, but I don't see it happening. I really don't.
I see the Luke Harper thing. I see red flags with that, given their track record. Hell, given their track record, it doesn't matter.
No, that's right.
But... All right, so you had another question about the Shield.
Did I?
What was your other question? I don't know. You're talking about the Shield before I interrupted you with the Twin Blades.
Yeah, I was just asking you about how they're doing. Like, how did
they're doing? Pretty good.
How did you see them as a two man act? How did you think that they worked and got over as a team? How did you think the crowd reacted to them? I mean, one thing I could say, I said I didn't like at all splitting up the team. I still don't. Right. But,
no, I know. And you've got it in for Seth Rollins.
That said, while I still don't like them, that I do think that it made – I got the sense that Ambrose and Reigns were bigger baby faces and the crowd was sympathetic towards them, which is good. So, again, what do you think?
In terms of – The Shield two-man, I mean, again, right now it's...
How does it work now that we've seen it for a week? Or do you think it's going to last?
Well, that's... I mean, there's always the potential of if they do the match, the tag match at Money in the Bank, there always is that Horseman beatdown potential.
Yeah.
Where, Ambrose joins... as well, and then it becomes this Roman Reigns against the world, thing. Which, I mean, is the and quite frankly, I think Dean Ambrose is a better heel anyway.
Yeah, I mean we've always said that.
But so I mean, I would do that to be honest, but. I mean, you got now you go from Shield. The difference is in terms of presentation. You had the Shield fighting the evil forces of the Super Dicks to the Shield now on Monday becoming the Super Dicks. So it like when John Cena running in there, and it was just like I thought they were going with Big Show because that was the house show deal when they said if he could find a partner.
The crowd was chanting for Cena before it even happened, and it seemed to me like it was just the way they were building it up. I mean, I thought it was a mistake that I saying how I thought that they were sympathetic and the crowd was taking to them. And the problem is when you team them with Cena, is he's such a big star that in that match, it wasn't let's go Reigns or cheering for them. It was dueling Cena chants, and it overshadowed the Shield. It got a little bit past it once we got to the point where the match was good enough. That's the problem. If you put him with them too much, he's going to instead of giving them the rub, he's going to overshadow them because he gets the dueling chance, right?
Yeah, and that's just. It becomes about that chance and not about whatever's actually happening. It's just, you know, no one actually knows what's happening. They're just, oh, let's go Cena sucks. Like it just,
yeah, exactly. It overshadows everything else. And,
yeah, absolutely.
So it's not a good thing. So as soon as, I was hoping they weren't going to go there, though it looked to me the whole show like they were. And as soon as it happened and it was actually that match was going on, I was like, yeah, this is a fucking mistake.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you also have fucking, you know, just to me, you had another dead crowd, right? I mean, and this is now.
Well, I mean, the show wasn't that good. We talk about there's three segments that were good. That's about 25% of the show. 75% of the show is boring. So again, yeah. Is the crowd dead, or is it your responsibility to make the crowd excited?
Well, that's what I mean. But I mean, it is your responsibility. And three, we talk. You know, the 3 hours is too damn long.
Well,
that coupled with the fact that you got 3 hours and you're not really delivering anything meaningful, and then all of a sudden you get this you know Cena thing out there that you know it's like well, you know.
Yeah, it's just it's fun to chant that, and it's easy, and we'll just yeah.
And I looked back to they did a little bit of the stare down with the Wyatts and the Shield, right? And all I could think of is I remember them, you know, let's go see or you know this is awesome,
yes.
And there was you know not a peep, right? No. So no. It's you know was just like yeah okay well this is how far they've come. Right since February,
kidding.
You know. So, yeah, it really it really hit me when there was no heat for hot tags or any of that, and then all of a sudden,
eventually, it kind of came together based on.
But it picked up with "Let's go Cena sucks" chance. And
there was "This is awesome" chance towards the end. Like near the end when Harper hits that super kick and you're like, holy fuck, you never see a guy that size hit a super
kick. Yeah.
Like that at that point, the crowd, but it took that goddamn, like it took that long in a good match to actually get them into it because instead they were, they were concentrating on other shit and the other shit is what we do with Cena. It's just fun to tell him we hate him. And fun to support them if you're kids, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's I don't know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I was it bored me, so I could see why the crowd was bored.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, like you say, it wasn't a good. It wasn't 3 hours of entertainment. I mean, I literally almost threw my shoe at the TV when what's his ass came out in that suit and doing the dance.
Yeah.
Because again, it's everything to me that makes your product look like it's low rent, that makes it hard for people to to find advertisers, makes it that people who look at me and say, you like pro wrestling? That they can point to, like it's all of that.
Yeah, it is. It, yeah, and it doesn't. I mean, there's no money in
it, and you know what? It came right after the Shield segment. So you had the segment that was awesome and felt very real.
Yeah.
And turn around and immediately go, oh, by the way, here's my dick in your face telling you this is entertainment.
Yeah. No, that's sports entertainment.
Yeah.
No, I know, and it really is bullshit. And I just, you know, there's Money in the Bank, I think, will be a good show because of the couple ladder matches. You know. And again, there's some intrigue in terms of, you know, who is – does Addy watch wrestling this summer?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's really it's one of those – there's a my wrestling-watching contract is actually one of the things that's hanging from the ladder. And if Kane gets it, he tears it up. And I do not watch wrestling over the summer. New wrestling. There's still lots of great stuff.
Oh, I know.
To watch on the network. But, yeah, it's pretty funny. Did you see this thing about TNA and ROH?
No.
The war?
No.
The two companies are running their pay-per-views, you know, a week apart.
Yeah.
And ROH's show is from Nashville.
Yep.
Where the TNA offices are. So TNA's had made some moves. They've contacted some ROH talent. So a report from ROH is that TNA has gone after several key ROH talents in the past week. Although the talents were all said to be under ROH contract.
Hmm.
ROH is trying to make sure there's only no issues. The story is that ROH is trying to make sure there are only no issues with the contracts. This was all going down, you know, just in the last couple days here. But the names that have gotten out is Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, and that Davey Richard is the guy making the contact. So he's trying to get them into to TNA, you know, Adam Cole. They're trying to look at, you know, it's pretty funny. So they're trying to go, but I mean they're all under TNA. They're all under contract. So yeah, TNA was trying, but there's probably nothing. Nothing to it. It's pretty funny. So,
it is. It is.
But they.
Well, and is it the right thing for them to do, or is it a dick move?
Both. Both.
Does this mean that they're really afraid? Is this a sign that they're really afraid? Because I mean, I look at the two rosters. I look at the two rosters, and I'm thinking, you have a few bigger stars, a few. Bigger stars in TNA, but not many. Most of it, there's almost as much name recognition right now in ROH as there is in TNA, and it's a much more talented roster in ROH by a billion times.
Who is a big? I mean, Kurt Angle.
Yep.
Right. Who's going to be on the paper on the Slam of Motherfucking Anniversary to announce who the next person to leave TNA is?
Oh, that sounds good.
I mean the third guy in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, there you go.
But then who else?
Well, I mean Bobby Lashley's still
Lashley.
Bigger.
Yeah, okay.
Then well, Matt Hardy's probably better known than Bobby Lashley, but
yeah.
Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy's bigger than anybody in ROH.
Okay. Yes, but he's Willow.
Good point.
You know, so they're fucking with it. So yeah. Is Willow bigger than? You know, AJ Styles.
No, right? He's not. No, that's a good point.
And I mean, it's right now. You're talking about, you know, that they thought that there was more money in TNA, but that's not the case, right?
No, exactly. Well, right now, they're not playing anybody.
Well, they drew 200. Did you see their picture of them drawing 200 people to that baseball stadium?
No, I didn't know, but I think that's hilarious, though.
It's fucking hilarious. But, I mean, and ROH is working with New Japan, right? Yeah. So you got that, and I'm sure more people
used to. Which could lead to bookings over there.
Which has led to bookings over there.
And as far as the actual amount of performers on the roster, I'm not so sure it isn't more also in you know, in ROH, is the actual size of the roster, because the TNA roster is not very big.
Yeah. I mean, ROH might even beat TNA on the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I fully think that's a huge possibility. So, I mean, this could be the shift, and if we're going to see an actual war, that's interesting.
And, I mean, you also look at, I mean, in terms of talent, right, in terms of the talent, you know, because, I mean, ultimately the
Fish and O'Reilly, for instance, are better than.
I'm not even talking about the actual, like, in-ring talent or the talent itself. I'm just talking about the goal of anybody is to get to WWE, right?
Yeah.
And how many TNA guys is WWE signed?
Oh, God, you have a much better chance of getting to the WWE if you come from ROH.
Yeah, I mean,
not even close.
It really isn't. I mean, I just, it was like the what's his name there with the pounce?
Monty Brown. And James Storm's old Chris Harris there, James Storm's old partner.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
Oh, God. Oh.
Even John Cena made fun of it.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. That was awesome.
That wasn't his name.
But I'm trying to, Chris Harris went.
And you had the big tall guy who's Davey Boy Smith's partner, Lance Archer.
Yeah, he went for a bit, right?
Yeah.
And, but I mean.
I mean, CM Punk was there, but I don't count that.
No, he's not a. He's not a. A guy there. It's. I'm trying to think of.
Get what?
Braden Walker.
Kazarian.
Braden Walker.
There you go. Again, Kazarian was there super quick.
Yeah, and then he never got off Velocity, right? When they had Velocity. So you can't, I mean, and it wasn't a he wasn't a TNA guy then, you know?
No,
but, probably not. I'm just like, they haven't taken, I mean, you had that, what's his name there, do some jobs, and he was in developmental for a while, and I think
the guy who was
Sandow's tag team partner way back when.
I wasn't thinking Sandow, I was thinking the guy who was Shawn Michaels' cousin or nephew or whatever.
No, Michael Shane did
Matt Bentley.
Matt Bentley, he did one job to like Kozlov.
Oh, okay.
SmackDown, but that's all he did. But no, you had one of the guys, it was like Cassidy O'Reilly or something, was like one of the
Nats. Oh, okay, okay. He
showed up on there. I think he actually they both dropped to Monty Brown, and that was like it was like an all TNA match was the debut there. But you haven't had any real guy, and of all the guys, like, nobody's certainly done anything, broken out. But I mean, yeah. Then you look at ROH, and you got, you know, your Daniel Bryans and your CM Punks, and you know your Seth Rollins. Just, you know, it's you top guys.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
And you know, I'm sure there's I mean, Kendrick in London, you know. Did well, you know. So it's just,
well, even guys like, yeah, I mean. What was his name? He's the redneck guy, and he was with the Lydia or whatever from.
Jamie Noble.
You know, I mean, sure, he came from WCW, but he went to ROH, was their world champion, came back.
Well, he failed like a steroid thing. He got a steroid thing, and then. And James Gibson, and became the ROH champion, and then came back.
Yeah, exactly. A guy like him, or Akito, or I guess what was his name?
Jimmy Wang Yang.
Yeah, I mean, there's just tons of them.
Yeah.
And Lord knows, and there's Sami Zayn right now in developmental. And yeah,
Cesaro, you know, for God's sakes.
Yeah, Cesaro, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, it's not even close. I mean, if you want to get to the big show, there's only one place that's the major leagues in wrestling. You do not go through TNA.
No. And that's just it. I mean, the American Wolves are there because WWE passed on them.
Because, yeah, exactly. They went WWE first, and they would have if they could have.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
They passed on them.
And they passed on them. So, I mean, there's everybody in – basically everybody in TNA WWE is passed on except for Bobby Roode, I think.
I think you're right. Yeah, pretty much.
You know.
Pretty much.
And it boggles my mind that –
That what? Huh?
I didn't. It boggles my mind that he decided to stay with TNA.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what? I mean, sure. I don't know.
Unless he was taking something.
Sure he is, but whatever. Well, how many guys in WWE are? Again,
nobody when they come in. Nobody when they get to have to pass their initial test, right?
He could have passed his initial test and then started doing whatever he has to do.
He couldn't because if you're at that level, you can't. You have to be a John Cena or Randy Orton or someone that they want
That's
to look
true.
Well, someone they want to look that way. Then that's the whole thing. But if you're looking at, I mean, Bobby Roode,
Rusev,
I mean,
there's no way I look at Rusev and think he's clean.
No, but they want him to look that way.
Yeah.
They want
that's
him
how
to
they
be
would
that.
Want Bobby Roode to look too.
Well, no, but the thing is with Bobby Roode, you're swimming with sharks there, and as soon as you have the chance to pop a TNA guy for steroids, you do it. They would for sure. See, I told you they're just all on roids. It's nothing, right? So the sharks down there, and that's exactly what would happen.
Yeah, maybe.
So you would have to be – I mean, I'm not saying that he couldn't do it and be clean and not, but he'd have to be super careful.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, Randy Orton doesn't have to be super careful.
Okay. Quick question for you here. Just based on something that was recently said about how Vince McMahon doesn't want a physical Hall of Fame, but Triple H would be into it.
Right.
What do you think about the idea of a physical Hall of Fame for the WWE?
Sure, why not? I don't mind it. It's just it's another kind of touristy gimmick, right? I mean, I like the idea of it going in where that NBA thing was in that Universal Studios. The only thing is that they probably wouldn't want it attached to that. They'd want it to stand on its own so they could control it. But
I just look at everything they've done, and they lose money and fail. And click close down. I also like the idea of a physical Hall of Fame. I don't like the idea of a standalone physical Hall of Fame that people would have to come to because there's no place that I think that fits. On the other hand, if you had a physical Hall of Fame, something that was more like that you could take to even Raws, but definitely to pay-per-views or at least the Big Four or whatever, that you could transport and make part of that and actually say that's the physical Hall of Fame – and be something for those guys because you see what a big deal they make of things like the Fan Fest at WrestleMania, and like you say, you could expand that for Royal Rumble, which they tried a couple years ago, but kind of gave up on this last year. But they could go back to that. I'd like to see a physical Hall of Fame, but that's how I would like to see it done.
Well, sure, it could be a traveling. I mean, they do that at Mania now, basically have a Hall of Fame. But I mean, the only way that I could see it working is if they take bids. Right, much like they do for WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
If they take bids for what city in America wants to build a Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
And then start to take the bids, and if the highest bidder are, if the highest bidder is in fact, going to be enough that you could build it and lose money for 10 years on it, you know, because like if someone wants to pay, let's say you lose $1 million a year and someone will pay $12 million to do it. I'm just throwing those numbers out there. I'm just whatever, right?
Yeah,
then
yeah.
It's going to cost $2 million to do it and then you can lose your million for the next 10 years there. And by then maybe, okay, then you can reevaluate it or at least it's just there and you've got it. Sure, I could see that. So you'd have to kind of look at what's the thing, but I would put it out for bids and see if you get any takers. You know, not that you don't have to agree to anything. You just, you know.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
But
all right, that's about all I got. Do you think we should get the hell out of here? We've bored people for long enough.
Probably. I just want to say best wishes to good old JR as well.
Yeah.
Had some hospital, rushed to the hospital there. Didn't rush to the hospital, went to the hospital and, you know, had some medication issues, I guess, that were not good for his heart. So he's got that fixed and he's recuperating now. So
apparently he called a boxing match recently on pay-per-view. Yeah. And
I think it was on Fox.
Yeah, Fox okay. Sports Monday. Fox, but apparently he did just a tremendous job, so.
Oh, sure, but I guess he wore himself out a lot, too, researching and talking
to people. Yeah, because he's not going to go in and give it half-assed, right?
No, exactly. He's going to, like Mr. McMahon, he's going to give us all of his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
So, did you see that the Kevin Von Erich was doing some publicity for Slam a Motherfuckingversary?
I did see that, yeah, because it's somewhere in that state, right?
Like it's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas, okay.
Yeah, so it's but yeah, because apparently they're going to have the debut of his sons Ross and Marshall Von Erich. Because that's what we need, more Von Erichs in wrestling.
Oh yeah, it's worked out so fucking well.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just team him with David Benoit.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
But yeah, I think that's all I had was, as I said, I wanted to make sure that we get best wishes out to good old JR. So, that's it. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it. Let's, do our plugs.
Okay. Mo's mom. Your turn. Where are we? WeTalkWrestling.com is the website. We're at iTunes. So just to type in We Talk Wrestling on iTunes and you can, subscribe there and it'll come up. We're on Stitcher as well and the TuneIn Radio app as well. We are at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, so follow us there as the numbers keep growing on Twitter, so that's great. And and facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling as well. And just as Twin Blady did, you can email at addie@wetalkwrestling.com and we can answer some of them questions there on the old email there. So I think that's all the plugs. So you got anything else? Got anything else there?
OUT.
Okay. So yeah. So that's gonna do it then. So thanks everyone for their questions today, and I hope you enjoyed the show. But in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey.
Hmm.
You really hurt my feelings tonight.
Excellent.